弟兄姐妹们，各位朋友们，下午好。
Brothers and sisters and friends, good afternoon.
今天是星期几？
What day is it today?
今天星期天是吧？
It's Sunday.
我记得我小时候，
I know when I was little,
有很多的日历。
I had many calendars.
在日历上面的每一个星期的第一天是星期一。
And the first day of the week are Mondays.
不是所有的都是那样，但是有相当一部分，我从中国大陆来，它的一个星期的第一天是星期一，最后两天是红色的。
Many of the calendars, the first day of the week is Monday, and the last two days of the week are in red.
但是你到了西方国家，你基本上发现，你看到的日历，所有的第一栏都是红色的，那个是星期天。
But when you're in a Western country, you look at a calendar, mostly they start on the left-hand side Monday, Sunday.
一个星期是从星期天开始的。
So the week starts on Sunday.
为什么一个星期的星期天第一天会从星期天开始？
Why does the week start on a Sunday?
这个和基督教很有关系。
This has much to do with Christianity.
因为耶稣基督在七日的第一日复活了。
Because Jesus Christ was resurrected on the first day of the week.
从那个时候开始，大家认为那一天称为星期日，是一个星期的第一天。
So they call that day the first day of the week.
这是我们从东方来的人来到西方国家发现的一个基督教文化。
Those of us who came from the East, when we came to the West, we realized this cultural regarding Christianity.
在我们今天读今天要讲的这段圣经之前，我要给大家解释一件小事情。
Before we begin reading the Bible, I want to explain something for you.
你如果来到我们的这个教会当中，
If you came to the church,
你碰到许多的弟兄姐妹，
You meet with brothers and sisters,
大家都称自己为什么？
What do they call themselves?
基督徒，对不对？
Christians, believers.
我们不称自己为基督教徒。
We do not call us people of Christianity.
知道当中有个区别吗？我们只称自己基督徒，不叫基督教徒。
We call us Christians, but we do not call us member of Christianity.
因为基督徒信什么？
Because what does the Christians believe in?
信基督。
They believe in Christ.
基督教徒信什么？
What does people of Christianity believe in?
信基督教。
They believe in Christianity.
就好像佛教徒信佛教。
Like Buddhists believe in Buddhism.
回教徒信回教。
Or the Muslims believe in Islam.
法轮功人信法轮功。
People of Falun Gong believe in Falun Gong.
基督徒信谁？信基督的自己。
Christians believe in Christ himself.
所以我们不是一群被基督教文化影响的人。
So we are not a group of people who are influenced by the culture of Christianity.
是我们自己跟耶稣基督是有个人的关系的。
But because ourselves have a relationship with Christ himself.
好，我们后面会继续解释。我们开始读今天的这段经文，我们不用从头开始读，我们从第24节开始，一直读到这一章的最后，17章的24节到最后。
We'll start with Acts chapter 17, starting with verse 24.
好，我们一起来好不好
？Together, please.
创造宇宙和其中万物的神，既是天地的主，就不住人手所造的殿。也不用人手服侍，好像缺什么，自己倒将生命气息万物赐给万人。他从一本造出万族的人，住在全地上，并且预先定准他们的年限和所住的疆界，要叫他们寻求神，或者可以揣摩而得。其实他离我们个人不远，我们生活、动作、存留都在乎他，就如你们作诗的，有人说我们也是他所生的，我们既是神所生的， 就不当以为神的神性像人用手艺心思所雕刻的金银石。世人蒙昧无知的时候，神并不监察，如今却吩咐各处的人都要悔改，因为他已经定了日子，要借着他所设立的人按公义审判天下。见从死里复活的话，就有讥诮他的，又有人说，我们再听你讲这个吧。于是保罗从他们当中出去了，但有几个人贴近他信了主，其中有亚略巴谷的官丢尼修，并一个妇人名叫大马里，还有别人一同信从。我们再读一遍，从31节到34节。
From verse 31 on。
因为他已经定了日子，要借着他所设立的人按公义审判天下，并且叫他从死里复活，给万人做可信的凭据。众人听见从死里复活的话，就讥诮他的。又有人说，我们再听你讲这个吧。于是保罗从他们当中出去了，但是有几个人贴近他信了主，其中有亚略巴谷的官丢尼修，并一个妇人名叫大马里，还有别人一同信从。在星期五的晚上
This past Friday night,
还有昨天的晚上
and yesterday night,
我们略略地读过了这一段圣经。
We read this passage.
在星期五的晚上，我们介绍了人的内心有一个深刻的需要。
On Friday night, we talked about in the heart of man there is a deep need.
是灵魂里的需要。
Is the need of our soul.
昨天晚上我们讲到宇宙当中有一位神，
We talked about last night that in the universe there is a God.
他创造了宇宙万物。
And he created everything.
他创造了人。
He created man.
他爱人。
He loved man.
他爱到一个地步。
Love so to a point.
他要成为我们的满足。
That he wants to become our satisfaction.
他要住在我们的里面。
To dwell in us.
那今天我们要来看一看这一位神要怎样成就他美好的计划。
And today we want to see how this God wants to fulfill his perfect plan.
他住在人的中间到底是一个什么样的状态？
What condition is it that when he lived amongst men?
开头我讲到基督徒相信耶稣基督。
In the beginning I said that Christians believe in Jesus Christ.
这是为什么我们跟还没有信耶稣的人讲信耶稣不是一个宗教。
This is what we tell people who are not believing yet that believing in Jesus is not a religious matter.
我们很多人都听过一句话叫宗教是人民的什么鸦片，对不对？
We heard the saying that religion is the opium of our spirit, of our soul.
但是其实在如果你从中国大陆出来
If you came from mainland China,
你可能很少花时间去思考什么叫宗教。
You spend very little time considering what does it mean religion.
所以你真的碰到信耶稣的人，你会把他们和我们脑海里面那一个模糊的宗教概念所混淆。
So when you encounter Christians, you will be confused to them with our ideology of religion.
你会觉得有人相信那些神神怪怪的，我们不懂的事啊，那个就叫宗教。
You think that people believe in those ghosts and evil things, the things that we don't understand.
大家知不知道中文词的宗教从哪里来的？
The word, Chinese word for religion, do you know where it came from?
你们读古文啊？
You read the old Chinese language.
你有没有读到过有一些名词，政治、哲学、物理、化学，这种词在中国古文里有没有？
Have you ever read in the old Chinese about the words like politics, physics or chemistry?
Philosophy, biology, 所有这些学科的名词都没有的。
And all these names of studies.
但哪来的？
Where did they come from?
是西方的文明传到中国之后。
It's after the Western culture was spread to China.
中国人要找一些名词去定义这一些学科。
We need to find a name to define them.
那中国人去哪里找呢？
So where do we seek those names?
很久很久以前，日本人把中文借过去。
Many years ago, the Japanese borrowed the Chinese language.
很多很多年以后，中国人又把日文给捧回来。
And many, many years later, Chinese took the Japanese language back.
所以我刚刚讲的很多的名词，在清朝的时候其实是日文。
The many words that I told you in the Qing Dynasty, they were Japanese.
找到了一个词叫哲学，好，这个英文叫 philosophy,
such word.
化学 chemistry 都给它对应了。
So they match these words.
非常的不巧，
unfortunately,
有一个词它对错了。
The one word they mismatched.
英文里面有一个词叫 religion.
Religion.
那中文搞不清楚它是什么意思，所以它随便找了一个词。
And the Chinese weren't sure what word to match it with, so they found the word.
那个日文里面那个词呢，就有两个字组成，第一个字叫宗，第二个字叫教。
In the Japanese language, it's composed of two words, origin and doctrine.
宗是什么意思？
What's origin?
宗是源头。
It's origin.
教是什么意思？
What's doctrine?
教是教条、教义、
teaching、
教导、
rules.
所以宗教这个词，它本身的意思是有一个源头，这个源头发展出了一套教义、教条。
So the word, source,Doctrine means that it came out of something, come out of an ideology.
那个东西就是我们所认为的宗教。
And is what our conception of religion is.
孔子
The Confucius
出来的儒教
came out of Confucianism. Is that right?
释迦牟尼
发
展出了佛教。
And then there is Buddhism.
穆罕默德发展出了回教。
Mohammed developed Islam.
李洪志发展出了法轮功。
Mr. Li developed Falun Gong.
无一例外，一个模式的。
They are out of the same pattern.
可是信耶稣啊，非常不一样。
But believing in Jesus is very different.
不是耶稣写了圣经，带了一群门徒，告诉他说，现在照着这个做，你就是基督徒了。
It's not that Jesus wrote the Bible, brought up a disciple, and tell them, do this, you will be Christian.
如果你去读圣经，你会发现
，If you read the Bible, you'll realize,
新约圣经分成两个部分。
The Bible is divided in two parts.
在耶稣出生之前所写的那部分叫旧约。
Before the birth of Christ is the Old Testament.
在耶稣出生之后写的那一部分叫新约。
After his birth is called the New Testament.
在新约的时候
In the New Testament time,
当耶稣给门徒解释圣经的时候
When Jesus explains the Bible to his disciples,
他怎么解释的
How did he do it?
他说旧约圣经上所写的话是指着谁讲的呢
He said the words in the Old Testament when they written, who were they pointing to?
是指着我讲的
They were pointing at me.
哎，这是耶稣出生之前写下的一大段的书啊。
And these are books that were written before his birth.
这个书是指着将来要来的耶稣所写的。
And they were pointing to the Jesus that is to come.
耶稣这个人
，Jesus this person，
在他出生前几百年
，hundreds of years before his birth，
这个人生在哪里？
Where was he born?
谁生的？
Who gave birth to him?
怎么出生的？
How was he born?
他出生之后马上要发生什么事？
What things to happen right after his birth?
他要怎么长大？
How would he grow up?
他长大之后要发生什么事？
What would happen after he grew up?
他要说什么话？
What would he say?
他要做什么工作？
What work would he do?
他要怎么死？
How would he die?
他要怎么埋葬？
How would he be buried?
他要怎么复活?
How would he be resurrected?
所有这个人的一生
This person's whole life
在他出生之前就写下来
Before he was born, they were written.
圣经不是耶稣写的
The Bible was not written by Jesus.
圣经是写耶稣的
The Bible writes about Jesus.
有很多人因为觉得这件事情实在是不可信
Many people think that this is totally unbelievable
所以在人类历史上有一个极大的怀疑
So there is a great doubt in the human history.
旧约圣经里有很多的内容是耶稣出生之后后人写耶稣的。
The Old Testament, many of its content were written after the birth of Jesus.
然后不知道为什么他就混到那个旧约圣经里面去了。
And、we don't know why somebody mixed them in there.
但是神很奇妙。
But God is wonderful.
在二十世纪的中叶。
In the midst of the 20th century.
在以色列有个地区叫昆兰 Qumran.
In the land of Israel, a region called Qumran.
有一个放羊的人
a shepherd.
那个地方放羊还不是放绵羊他放的是山羊
They don't shepherd sheep, they shepherd goats.
这个山羊是在那个陡峭的山壁上可以跳来跳去的
So they can, the goats can jump around in the steep terrains.
有一次他的羊在那个山涧里面就跳了找不到了
Once one of his goats got lost.
所以他就去找他的羊
He went to after his goat.
他跑到一个山洞里
And he went into a cave.
在峭壁上
In the steep cliff.
他没有找到羊。
He didn't find his goat.
他找到了一堆瓮。
He found some
urns.
Yeah, urns.
然后他打开那个坛子里面，那个坛子里就放着一卷一卷的羊皮卷。
And in these urns were scrolls of sheepskin.
很可惜，这个人不识字。
Sadly, he didn't know how to read.
但是他知道那个东西可能是古董。
He knew it was artifact.
所以他就把这个东西拿了一点去。卖给那个收古董的人。
So he brought some and sold them to the collectors.
这个收古董的人一看那个东西不得了，他看得懂。
And the collector knew what it is.
这是古书。
This is ancient book.
而且是保存的非常完好的古书。
And were well protected ancient book.
他马上去找他所认识的学者。
So he went to scholars.
很多学者后来都来看，都来研究。
Many scholars came to study it.
这是。在羊皮卷上手抄版的旧约圣经
It was a handwritten Old Testament scripture.
这里面有全本的以赛亚书
It had the book of Isaiah in full.
那以赛亚书里面有什么呢
What is in the book of Isaiah?
就有刚才我所讲的关于将来要来的耶稣的一生
And it's just what I told you, the life of Jesus.
你有了物质证据啊
Now you have physical evidence.
你就可以去做实验，去定它的日期。
You have can test the date.
这个手抄本被定为公元前450年到500年。
And it was 450 to 500 years ago before Christ.
什么叫公元前
？What is before Christ?
耶稣出生之前。
B.C. means before Christ.
旧约圣经是描写将来要来的耶稣。
The Old Testament described the Jesus that is to come.
新约圣经是描写，是写已经来的耶稣。
The New Testament talks about the Jesus who's already here.
我们想旧约圣经这么奇妙。
We think that the Old Testament is marvelous.
我可以告诉你，新约圣经更奇妙。
I can tell you that the New Testament is even more marvelous.
你知道为什么
？Why?
大家知不知道？如果你看到耶稣，这个耶稣往往他在一个地方，他在什么地方
？If you see Jesus，
如果你看到图画也好，什么雕像也好
，If you see drawings or sculptures，
他在哪里
？Where is he？
他被挂在十字架上
，He was hung on the cross。
当耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候
，When Jesus was crucified，
耶稣的门徒在哪里？大家知道吗
Where were his disciples, do you know?
看过有没有看过最后的晚餐
Have you ever
一个图画
picture
那个
of the,
那个
the last dinner?
很有名的这个达芬奇画的
By Da Vinci
耶稣坐在中间这里有六个门徒那里有六个门徒对吧
Jesus sat in the middle, six on the left, six on the right
耶稣在地上收了一堆门徒嘛
Jesus had many disciples
哦，有一些门徒他很喜欢的到哪里都带在身边呢
Some he loved and he took them everywhere
当耶稣被钉在十字架的时候，这些门徒在哪里
？When Jesus was crucified, where were they?
知道吗？在哪里
？Do you know where they were?
你可以问问基督徒，基督徒会告诉你说，全跑了。
They fled.
当时罗马人啊，对不起，当时的犹太人把耶稣抓起来。
And the Jews at the time they took hold of Jesus.
罪名是什么
？What did they accuse him of?
基本上那个罪名就好像等于颠覆政权这种感觉
It's almost to treason
很大很大的罪
It's a great crime
如果你最好的朋友现在犯了颠覆政权罪，
If your best friend committed treason,
他现在打电话给你说，哎呀，你来帮帮我，你要不要帮他？
He called you, can you come and help? Would you help?
你敢帮他吗？
Would you dare to help?
这是很严重的罪啊，
It's a great crime.
现行反革命啊。你敢做他的同伴？
A revolutionist, can you be a companion to him?
你知道为什么？这就是为什么当时的门徒全跑了。
That's why all the disciples fled.
耶稣在世的时候跟门徒讲，
When he was in the world, he told his disciples,
我要死的，
I'm about to die,
但是我三天后要复活。
But on the third day, I will rise.
我要死的，
I will die,
我三天后要从死里复活。
I will die, I will live on the third day.
门徒相信不相信？
Did the disciples believe him?
没有一个人信的。
No one believed.
有人相信他会复活。
Some people believed his resurrection.
耶稣钉十字架的时候，大家都围在那里等他复活，懂不懂？
And when he was crucified, people were surrounding him, waiting for his resurrection.
不要觉得说我们不信耶稣啊，门徒当时也不信耶稣。
Don't think that we don't believe Jesus, that his disciples didn't believe in him.
有一个门徒。
One disciple.
这个门徒叫彼得。
And his name is Peter.
这个门徒是耶稣非常疼爱喜欢的。
And Jesus loved this disciple.
这个门徒曾经跟耶稣发誓。
Once he promised the Lord.
你无论去哪里。
Wherever you go.
你无论发生什么事。
Whatever happens to you.
我总要死心塌地地跟着你。
And I will follow you.
当耶稣被卖的那一晚。
On the night of his betrayal.
他还远远地跟着耶稣看发生什么事。
He followed Jesus from far away and see what's going to happen.
突然有一个人指着他说，诶，你原来好像跟那个耶稣在一起哦。
Suddenly someone pointed at him and said, you were once with him.
他还说，没有没有没有，你看错了。
He said, no, 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 you've mistaken.
后来又碰到一个小女孩说，诶，你的口音跟他很像哦，你原来就是耶稣的门徒吧。
A little girl came and said, you sound like him, you were with him, right?
这个彼得又不承认。
And Peter denied again.
最后啊，彼得在耶稣被卖的时候呢，还想拼一次命。
When Jesus was betrayed, Peter wanted to fight for him.
他拔起刀来把那个抓耶稣的人的耳朵给砍了。
And he took sword and cut off the ear of one who's taking hold of Jesus.
这个现行犯呢，后来有了出了个人证。
Then there is a witness that came out.
这个人证后来跑过来跟彼得讲说，哎，你就是砍掉那个人耳朵的那个人吧。
That one said, you were the one who chopped somebody's ear off.
啊，约翰福音里面写的。
That's in Gospel of John.
彼得没有再说，哎呦，是，对不起，哎呀，我犯罪。
And Peter didn't say yes, yes, I have sinned. Sorry.
彼得什么反应，知道吗
？What did Peter say?
耶稣最喜爱的门徒
，His most beloved disciple.
全世界所有人里面，只有两个人可以从水上走，可以走在水面上的，
One,
一个是耶稣，一个是彼得。
Only two people were able to walk on water. One is Jesus, the other was Peter.
就是这样的彼得。
This was the Peter.
在那天晚上
On that night,
发毒咒起誓我不认识那个耶稣
curse that say, I do not know Jesus.
知道吗？这就是耶稣门徒的质量。
This was the quality of his disciples.
那耶稣被钉十字架之后人都跑光了。
So when Jesus was crucified, everybody fled.
你怎么信耶稣的？
How did I believe?
有人告诉你的嘛，对吧？
Somebody told me, so I believe in Jesus.
那告诉你信耶稣的人，他怎么信耶稣的？
How did the one who told you believe in Jesus?
哎，有人要告诉他的嘛？
Somebody told them.
那最后是谁啊？到头了是谁啊？
When you go to the source, who was it?
那是门徒啊。
Was the disciples?
门徒全跑光了。
But all the disciples were gone.
那个年代的门徒啊，他吃饱了撑着去告诉人家要信耶稣啊，才不会呢。
And the disciples at the time would not tell them to trust in Jesus.
那新约圣经哪里来的？
So where did the New Testament come
from? 当时第一世纪的这个罗马政府
The first century Roman government
大大逼迫基督徒
They greatly persecuted the Christians.
你如果家里有圣经
If you had a Bible at home
如果你抄圣经
If you copy the scripture
如果你传圣经
If you spread the scripture
都是抓起来
They will take you.
他问你，哎，你信不信耶稣？
They ask you, do you believe in Jesus?
你说你信耶稣是吧？
You say you, yes.
丢到那个斗兽场里面跟狮子老虎打。
They will put you in the Colosseums to fight with the lions.
前面一个人被狮子老虎咬死吃掉。
That guy was just eaten by the lion.
哎，问第二个，哎，你要不要信耶稣
？And they bring out the second one. Are you going to believe in Jesus?
啊，第二个人很傻，说哎呀，我信耶稣。
The second one is stupid. He said, "Yes, I would like to
believe in Jesus." 一样被丢进
去啊。And they throw them in.
门徒写圣经、传圣经、抄圣经。
When they write the copy the scripture, when they spread the scripture.
耶稣的门徒没一个好死的。
And they did not die an easy death.
有被砍头的。
Some were beheaded.
有被腰斩的。
Some were cut in the body.
有被倒过来钉十字架的。
Some were crucified upside down.
有的90岁还发配边疆。
Some in 90 years old, they were sent away to a far country.
第一世纪的基督徒生活在那一个政治恐怖当中。
The first century Christians lived under political persecution.
他们为什么如此坦然地相信耶稣是他们的主？
How do they still believe that Jesus is their Lord?
有人跟我说，哎，董承瑞也炸碉堡了，对不对？
There's a...
我说当时有董承瑞啊。现在不会再有董存瑞了，你放心。
In the Chinese Revolution time, there were heroes, but no more, I say.
现在不会有人再为那个理想拼命了。
No one would die for that ideology.
现在还有人为着基督的信仰寻道，
but today,
丧失生命。
There are people who would die for Jesus' cause.
为什么当时的基督徒会摆上自己的性命，愿意公开承认自己是基督徒？
Why would Christians at the time bring themselves forward to persecution?
因为在他们生命当中发生了一件奇迹。
Because in their life there was a miracle.
这件奇迹就是基督的复活。
And that miracle is the resurrection of Christ.
在他们的生命当中，他们可以撒一切的谎。
In their lives they can lie about anything.
有一个谎他们是没有办法撒的。
There's one lie they cannot make.
就是基督真的复活了。
Was Christ really did resurrect?
因为他们真的跟随过肉身的耶稣。
Because they followed Jesus while he was in his physical body.
他们真的看见耶稣基督死了，死透了，被埋葬了。
They really saw Jesus died and died thoroughly and he was buried.
但是耶稣答应他们的话实现，耶稣复活向他们显现。
But what Jesus promised them came to realize he was resurrected and appeared to them.
所以当时亲眼见过耶稣复活的人，
For those of them who really saw Jesus in
his resurrection, 他们没有办法告诉自己，
They cannot tell themselves,
那个是假的，
That was false.
这是为什么？直到今天有基督徒越来越多。
Even today, there are Christians and they are growing in number.
当我们信耶稣的时候，
When we believe in Jesus,
神就把一个生命放在我们里面。
God puts a life in us.
这个生命告诉我们说，耶稣是那么的真实，那么的活。
And the life tells us Jesus is so true and so real.
是我不能否认的。
I cannot deny it.
有很多人觉得圣经里面写了很多神迹奇事，没有办法相信。
Many people think that the Bible is full of miracles, we cannot believe.
那人怎么可能复活呢？
How can someone resurrect?
现在世界上你常常听到说有人死了很多时候又活过来了，对吧？
Many times you hear the news that people have died and then they come back.
可是你也知道，这些复活的人总有一天还要怎么样？
But you know that those people who resurrected, one day they still will.
还要死的呀。
They will die again.
耶稣是复活之后升天没有死哦。
Jesus after resurrection went to heaven, he didn't die.
这怎么可以相信呢？
How can you believe in this?
耶稣是童女怀孕生子，这怎么可能呢？
He was born by a virgin, how could this be possible?
这没有两性关系，这个玛利亚就怀孕了，怎么可能呢？
No heterosex relationship and Mary was pregnant, how could this be?
圣经里还写了很多我们所说的 miracle, 这怎么回事？
How can these miracles be?
我信了耶稣之后，我回头想
，After I believe in Jesus, I look back.
说穿了，这没有什么奇妙的。
There's nothing too strange about it.
因为如果真的有上帝
，Because if there is a God,
他想做一点什么事，对他来讲太容易了。
And if he wanted to do something, it's too easy.
但是我们的神是有智慧、有计划的。
But our God is wise and he has plans.
他不是随心所欲的神。
He is not a God that does anything by his heart.
所以如果你跟神讲啊，童女怀孕生子，你搞一个给我看看。
And if you tell God, can virgin give birth? You duplicate this again.
上帝只能跟你讲啊，我不能 repeat 的。
God said, I can't do it again.
这要混乱世界的。
This will confuse the world.
那每一个女孩都会很紧张啊。
And all the girls would be very nervous.
你懂不懂啊？
Do you understand?
这个事情上帝能做一次的。
God can only do this once.
为什么只能做一次？
Why,
为什么只需要做一次？
Why only need to do it once?
因为他只要做一次，告诉人耶稣是神到地上来做人。
Once is enough to tell people that Jesus is God born of into a man.
他不会有第二次。
He doesn't need to do it twice.
神也不需要做第二次。
Nor does he need to do it twice.
这就跟从死里复活一样。
This is like resurrection.
如果生命的主决定让耶稣复活，
If the Lord of life decides to resurrect Jesus out of
death, 以大能显明他是神的儿子，
and to declare him with power to be the Son of God,
人有两个选择。
Men have two choices.
人觉得说这不可能，我不要信。
One is, this is impossible, I don't believe.
另外一个选择，
the other choice is,
就好像有人讲， if you want to understand God,
如果你想要知道神，
you have to stand under God.
你要站在神的下面。
听懂吗？
Do you understand?
你觉得神是一个你可以搞懂，你可以研究，你可以命令的东西，
if,
你绝对不会认识他。
If you think that God is some object that you can understand and order around, you would never understand him.
人只有谦卑地来到上帝的面前。
Only when people come humbly to God.
你要相信上帝已经想尽了一切办法让人可能来认识他。
You must think that God has exhausted his plans so that we can come to know him.
你求神说，神啊，你帮助我来认识你。
And you plead with God, Lord, please help me to understand you.
你就一定认识他，因为这是他的心意。
You surely will know him because this is his heart.
在美国有一个，芝加哥有一份很大的报纸。
In Chicago, there's a newspaper.
叫 Chicago Tribune. 这一个报纸的有一个板块是很有名的。
A section of the newspaper is very famous.
是专门研究这个罪案。罪犯打官司的这个板块
It studies crimes and
legal
pursuits.
这个板块的主编
The editor-in-chief
耶鲁大学的法学博士
He was graduated law school out of Yale.
做这个板块的主编他的人际关系啊，那是 the 非常 high level 的
And he has many human connections.
这个人叫 Lee Strobel.
Lee Strobel was his name.
这个人的生活你不能说他这个荒淫无度吧但是他也是极为奢华
You can't say that he lived an adulterous life but he is very indulgent in his life
平时常常跟达官贵人进进出出
And he meet with high level officials
周末打打高尔夫球
Play golf on the weekend
生活很滋润
He's had a comfortable life.
从来没有想过信耶稣这些事情。
Never thought of believing Jesus.
有一天他的老婆
One day his wife
到他面前
came to him.
说亲爱的
She said, dear,
告诉你一个好消息。
Tell you a good news.
他还以为什么好消息
He thought, what good news would this be?
老婆跟他讲说我信耶稣了。
Wife said, I believe in Jesus now.
他说什么什么
What, what?
你信什么呢
What did you believe in?
现在还有人信那玩意儿吗
Who still believe in that thing?
老婆说你来啊信耶稣很好啊你来教会聚会啊
And the wife said, it's good, come with me to church.
他就跟老婆说他哭笑不得他说你不要胡来
And he said to his wife, don't mess this up.
但是这个老婆信了你也没有办法改变人家的信仰嘛
But because the wife believed you can't change her,
所以他还是每个星期天把老婆送到教会。
So every Sunday he took his wife to church.
他自己去打高尔夫球。
And then he would go to the golf game.
就这样一段日子以后。
Sometime after.
有一个跟他一起从小长大的朋友。
A friend who grew up with him.
突然打电话给他。
Called him up.
说哎 Lee, 告诉你一个好消息。
I tell you good news.
他想不会吧。
This can't be.
他说我信耶稣了
I believe in Jesus
你跟我来教会来听听啊
Come to church with me to listen
好了这下他受不了
And he can't take it anymore
他生命当中有两个最重要的人一个是老婆一个还有一个他最好的朋友
And the two most important people his wife, his best friend
都信了耶稣
They're Christians
然后他又跟他们争说哎，这个东西没有意思的这个
And he argues with them this is pointless
他们两个就挑战他
And the two of them challenged him.
你不是法学博士吗？
Are you not a professor in law?
你不是专门搞这些证据的事情吗？
Are you not an evidence seeker?
你不是专门去研究这一些事情背后的一些缘由的人吗？
Did you not seek the reason behind these events?
哎，这么多人信耶稣，你不会去研究研究想一想？
These many people believe in Jesus. Have you ever thought about it?
他想对啊。
He thought, yeah, okay.
至少我如果真的找到很扎实的证据来证明你是错的，也不错。
If I can find solid evidence to prove you wrong, that'd be good.
他就去做了很多年的研究，好像两年多的研究。
So probably 2 years he went to research.
关于圣经的真实性。
About the reality, the truthfulness of the Bible.
关于耶稣这个人是否来到过地上。
Whether Jesus truly came to this world.
对着耶稣的死。
For his death.
更奇妙的是对于耶稣复活的研究。
And he studied even more on the resurrection of Jesus.
他越研究。
The more he studied.
他越没有办法否认耶稣信仰的真实。
And he cannot deny faith in Jesus is a reality.
我没有办法把他的研究结果一点一点向大家汇报。
I cannot report to you the result of his study.
我只能跟大家介绍他写的一本书。
I can only tell you a book that he wrote.
有中文翻译叫《重审基督》The Case for Christ.
The Case for Christ.
这本书里有，你如果对他有兴趣，你可以去看一看。
If you're interested.
基督的复活
The resurrection of Christ
是今天我们所要讲的
is what we want to talk about.
也是这一节经文里面讲的最重要的一个话题
is what's most important in this section of the scripture.
昨天我们讲了
we said yesterday,
神要按公义审判人
God will judge according to righteousness.
人需要神的赦免
Man needs God's forgiveness.
今天我们再往下看一看
Let's continue.
我们信了耶稣之后
After we believe,
我们说耶稣进入我们的生命当中
we say that Jesus has entered into our life.
是怎样的一个状态
What condition is it?
为什么要这样
Why would it be like that?
人都有一死
Everyone will face death.
我们都相信吧
You believe in that, right?
从我们出生的第一天开始
From the day of our birth,
我们就一步一步走向死亡。
Step by step, we walk toward death.
这是我们肉身的死亡。
This is the death of our physical body.
圣经又有一句话来形容我们活着的人。
And the Bible describes of those of us who are alive.
他用死来形容活着的人。
The Bible uses death to describe those of us who are alive.
他说人是在一个什么状态里呢
？So what condition is man in?
他说人死在罪恶过犯中。他说的是活人哦。
The Bible says the living man were dead in their sins and trespasses.
他说我们所有人，我们活着的人
，He said all of those are alive,
都死在罪恶过犯中
，are currently dead in our sins.
这是中国人非常不喜欢听到的类似的话。
We Chinese don't like to hear that.
我们都希望长命百岁。
We like to live forever.
当然你千万不要跟一个过99大寿的人说你长命百岁啊。
Do not tell the
那人家要气晕的。
Person who is celebrating 99th birthday that you'll live 100 years.
我们都不喜欢死。
We don't like to die.
可是圣经描写我们，却是我们好像死了一样。
But the Bible describes us as if we're dead.
为什么圣经这么讲
？Why does the Bible say that?
因为我们生活当中，我们的生命里面，带下的不是让别人的生命变得更丰富、更活泼。
Because what our life brings to others is not more abundant and more lively.
我们的生命往往给人带来的是伤害。是痛苦，是死亡。
What our life bring to others is hurt, shame, and death.
你不需要把人杀死。
You do not have to kill them.
但是你可以让一个人活得比死还难受。
You can cause them to live worse than they are dead.
你有没有一种感觉
？Have you ever felt that way?
越应该亲近的人，反而伤害你越深。
The person that are most dear to you, they hurt you the most.
配偶
，your spouse，
父母。
Your parents,
子女
your children.
你如果有一个朋友伤害你
If you have a friend who hurts you,
你可以打他一顿。
You can hit them.
或者你可以不理他。
Or you can ignore them.
你可以一辈子不见他。
You cannot see them forever.
可是偏偏每一个人生命当中都有一些人，他就是跟你很亲近。
But in our lives, someone who are very dear to us.
你躲不过他。
You cannot avoid them.
他还老在你身边。
They're always there.
然后你们彼此相爱。
And they, you love each other.
所以才会有一句话叫距离美。
There's a love, the beauty of distance.
有距离你会觉得美。
When there's distance, you feel there's a
beauty. 你真的用显微镜去看别人的内心啊。
If you look others hard with a microscope.
如果你活得够老，你就知道是什么结果。
If you've lived long enough, you'll realize the result.
有的时候我们觉得自己是在为别人好。
Sometimes we think we are for other people's good.
但是别人一点都不觉得，他会觉得你非常讨厌。
But they will think that you're just, you're so despised.
为什么呢？
Why?
我们生命当中散发的一种气味。
Our life has this smell, aroma.
有一个传道人。
A preacher.
他形容人的骄傲。
He described the pride of man.
好像人的狐臭。
Whew.
Odor, body odor.
Like this smell.
人的骄傲像 body odor.
Okay, the pride of man is like the body odor.
为什么呢？
Why?
你身边所有的人都闻得到。
Everyone smells it.
只有一个人闻不到。
Except one person.
谁？
Who?
谁？
Who?
谁？举手好不好？
Put up your hand. Who is it?
听懂了吗？
Do you understand?
以前我们家住了一个留学生。
There was a student lived in our house.
这个人从早玩游戏玩到晚。
He played game from the morning to the night.
一天22小时以上。
More than 22 hours a day.
我就很生气。
And I was angry.
我一直跟他讲。
I kept telling him.
一直做他思想工作。
I kept working on him.
啊，我发现呢，这个人的耳朵是关起来的。
I realized that his ears are shut.
那你的五官里面呢？最难关的就是耳朵，对吧？
Your face
organs, 因为你不可以主动把它关起来。
The hardest thing to shut is your ears. You can't shut off your ears.
这个人的耳朵是可以关起来的。
But his ear can be shut.
什么时候跟他讲？
When I talk to him,
他都脸都像棺材一样。
His face is like a coffin.
我都碰一鼻子灰。
We have no result.
哎，我说对你好哎。
I said this is for your good.
有一天我老婆跟我讲，
My wife one day said,
你们俩之间啊，我发现问题出在哪里了。
Between the two of you, I realized what the problem is.
她跟说她我啊，她说你的眼神出卖了你。
My wife said about me that the way you look at him has sold you out.
她说什么意思？
I said what?
她说当你看他的时候，
She said when you look at him,
你自己是完全没有感觉的。
You have no feeling.
但是你的眼神在告诉他。
But your eyes, when you look at him, your eyes tell him,
你怎么这样？
How can you be like this?
一点盼望都没有。
You're hopeless.
这个废人。
You're,
你这个玩下去成什么样子？
What are you going to be like?
我话还不需要讲哦。
Before、
我还不需要开口说跟他做很多各样的思想工作进行铺垫，然后都不用讲，什么都不用。
Before I speak, before I lay down the groundwork of our speech,
我只要看他一眼，他看我一眼。
I look at him, he look back.
That's it. 听懂吗？我在所谓的教训他的时候，
When I was teaching him,
我完全忘记我曾经是什么样的了。
I totally forgot who I once was.
我是那个在大学里面不读书的人。
I did not study in university.
我玩游戏玩到一步，我发现为什么我要掏钱去网吧玩。
I spend money to go to internet cafes.
我后来自己开了一个网吧，我可以自己玩。
I had money to open up my own internet cafes.
我可以赚钱玩。
So I can play.
我早上可以开网吧，晚上可以开赌场。
I open the internet cafe in the morning, casino at night.
我曾经是这样的，但是我碰到这个人之后呢？
But that's who I was. But when I met this guy,
我发现他是一钱不值。
I feel he's worthless.
这样的圣经有个词叫 judge 论断。
The Bible used the word judge.
是非常伤人的。
it hurts.
当父母到儿女面前，
when parents come before the
children, 儿女到父母面前，
or the children come before the parents,
配偶之间，
or between spouse,
同事之间，
between co-workers,
我们在开口行为之前，我们生命当中就已经发出了那一个自己完全意识不到的臭气。
Before we even speak, our smell, our aroma came out.
难怪一个人的人际关系会坏到一个地步，你自己怎么死的都不知道。
Our social relationship is so bad to a point that we don't even know how we died.
我们完全看不见自己身上的罪恶。
We totally cannot see our own sins.
我们完全看不见自己给别人带来的伤害。
We cannot see the hurt that we bring to others.
在大学里面，我身上发生过一件事。
During university years, this happened to me.
我们大学规定每个人早上都要晨跑，一个学期50次。
So the university had a rule you have to run in the morning 50 times in a semester.
每一次跑道跑满一圈，那个教练给你盖一个章。
Every time you run a lap, they put a stamp on you.
我到了学期的倒数第二天。
The second last day of the end of the semester.
我那个纸上只有一个。
I had one stamp.
那我第二天不可能跑50圈嘛，对吧？
I couldn't run 50 in a day.
我就跟我室友的这个寝室里那个人讲。
So I told my roommate,
哎，你帮我去刻个章。
Could you go make a stamp for me?
这个吗？你就照样子搞一个嘛。
Make one that looked like this.
因为我这晚上打完麻将回来啊，实在是没有精力再自己去搞了。
After night I play all night mahjong, I'm exhausted.
掏点钱，哎，你帮我弄。
I give him some money, can you?
然后我蒙头大睡。
So I went to sleep.
醒来以后问他说，哎，刻了没有？
When I awake, he said, is the stamp ready?
啊，他说弄好了，都交掉了。
It's done, I submitted.
我说你这也太快了吧。
You're too fast.
你不给我看一看啊？
Didn't you show me?
你给我看看你个章在哪里啊？
Where's your stamp?
然后我拿来一看，一敲，完了。
I stamp on it, uh-oh.
哎呀，没有碰到过这么笨的人。
I've never met somebody so foolish.
你这种就不要交上去了嘛。
This cannot be submitted.
当时又没有什么电脑模拟啊，人家就是看到你这个章上刻一个嘛，他不会刻的一模一样的呀。
So the stamp were not made exact.
好了，第二天通知就来了。
The second day,
马上写检查处分。
I got a notice, I was punished.
私刻公章啊，这是这不是什么小事啊。
I made up a university stamp, that's not a small deal.
这个事情就一发不可收拾。
And this grew out of proportion.
后来很快，一个月之后我出国了。
A month later, I went to overseas.
一了百了。
I left the whole thing.
但是那一天，我受完处分回来。
But that day after I was punished.
我回到寝室。
When I went back to my room.
那个心里面肯定一肚子的不舒服，对吧？
And I was so unhappy.
谁没有跑步？
Who didn't run?
我没跑步。
I didn't run.
谁没有上课翘课去出去玩打麻将？
Who did not go to class and went to gamble? I did.
谁想出的主意？
Who thought of this idea?
谁不负责任自己干坏事，连坏事的自己的那个都不愿意干？
Who was it that didn't
懒到这个地步？
Didn't want to do his own dirty work.
都是我，对吧？
It was me.
可是我回到寝室的那一刹那，我觉得全世界最傻、最蠢、最笨、最坏的人是谁？
But who, when I went to my room, who is the most foolish and stupid person in the world?
是谁？
Who is it?
是他。
My roommate.
哎，对，对不对？你觉得正常吗？这个想法，
that,
我当时真的是这么想的。
Is that normal?
我一点不觉得我的错有什么错。
I never thought it was my problem.
我都觉得是他的错。
It was his problem.
我恨不得杀掉他。
I'd kill him.
夫妻之间吵架，吵过没有？
Husband and wife, have you ever argued?
他们俩好像没吵过啊。啊，没吵过啊？有没有吵过架？
Have you never argued?
哎，吵架的时候会不会说都是我不好，都是我不好，都是我不好
？When you argue, you say it's all my fault. It's all my fault.
都是谁不好
？Who is fault?
都是别人不好
？It's the other person.
儿女和父母吵架都是谁不好
？Parents and children when they argue.
这是我们生命当中非常非常真实的事情。
This is a reality of our life.
我们生命当中发出一股气味。
In our life, there is this aroma.
是害人害己，只是我们自己完全不知道。
It hurts others and ourselves, only that we don't know about it.
我原来最讨厌基督徒请我吃饭。
I used to hate Christians taking me out to meals.
因为你请我吃饭呢， 你还要在饭桌上告诉我是个罪人。
Because on the dinner table you would tell me I'm a sinner.
我是吃好是不吃好。
Should I eat or should I not eat?
现在呢，我也常常请人吃饭。
Now I invite other people to dinner.
只是我尽量想办法把这个话讲得委婉一点。
But I will try to ease them into the conversation.
现在我自己也生儿女了。
Now I have my own kids.
我真的发现在教导儿女的身上，这个事情上。
And I realize that on the matter of teaching the children.
与妻子相处的事情身上。
To live with my wife.
如果我看见自己身上有多少不讨别人、不讨自己喜欢的事，
If I see something that's not pleasing to others,
怎么办？
What do I do?
我没有出路的。
I have no way out.
这是人生命品质里的东西。
This is in the quality of our life.
人生病要吃药，对不对？
When you're sick, you need medication.
但真正让人生病变好的是药的本身吗？
But when you are well, is it because the medicine itself?
是不是药的本身？
Is it because the medicine itself?
如果你有细菌感染，
If you are infested by a virus,
细菌 bacteria,
bacteria,
你吃抗生素，
you take antibiotics.
抗生素可以杀细菌，对不对？
Antibiotic kill bacteria.
但真正抗生素的目的是什么？
But what is the purpose of antibacteria?
是让细菌的数量少到一个地步，你自己的免疫系统可以胜过那个细菌。
So that the bacteria reduce to a point that your own body will attack them.
如果一个人的免疫系统被破坏，
If your immune system was disrupted,
这个人生病，
You're sick.
无论吃什么药都不会好的。
Whatever,
听懂了吗？
Whatever medicine you take, you won't get well.
这是为什么你要健康，要提高免疫力，而不是吃一堆药。
That's why you need to be healthy to improve on your immune system.
人的疾病要从生命的层面上来医治。
The sickness of man need to be cured on the level of life.
我们生命里面的疾病也要从生命的层面来医治。
And the sickness of our life need to be cured from the level of life.
如果你的车坏了，
If your car's broken,
你要去找修车的。
You need to find a car repair.
因为这个修车的知道这个车是怎么造的。
Because he know how the car is made.
他知道那个车子里的来龙去脉。
He knows the ins and outs of the cars.
他可以修车。
He can fix it.
如果你的桌子椅子坏了，
If your chairs or tables are broken,
你要找厂家去修好这个桌子和椅子。
You take the manufacturer to fix it for you.
你如果钢琴坏了，
The piano's broken.
你要找卖钢琴的、造钢琴的人去修你的钢琴。
You need the manufacturer to fix it for you.
人坏了，人的身体坏了，
If man is broken, the body is broken.
你要去找医生。
You look for the doctor.
医生知道人的身体结构生理是怎样的。
And the doctors knows the structures of your body.
人的灵魂坏了，你找谁？
If your soul is broken, who do you look for?
你要找灵魂的主人。
You need to look for the owner of the soul.
上帝是生命的主。
God is the Lord of life.
所以他可以，他有能力让他耶稣基督从死里复活。
Therefore, he is able and capable to raise Jesus from the dead.
如果我们生命的主是上帝，
if our Lord of life, Lord, if the Lord of life is our Lord,
我们就可以 请他介入我们的生命，来修复我们生命里的残缺。
We can ask him to intervene in our life to fix our problems.
千万不要觉得教育可以帮助人。
Never think that education can help somebody.
对不起，教育可以帮助人，教育不能改变人。
Education can help, but education cannot change.
不能改变人的心。
Cannot change our heart.
我们每一个人，如果从中国大陆来，几乎都是读着思想品德课教育长大的。
When we grew up in China, we went to this political class.
你读过的这些，现在所有的贪官都读过。
And all the corrupt official read the same thing that you read.
他官做的越大，就背的比你越熟。
And the more higher level he is, the more things he memorized than you.
教育，或者说告诉你什么是好的，什么是不好的，有用吗？
Education, or other words, to tell you what is right or not, does it work?
在教导儿女的事情上，
On the matter of teaching your kids,
如果你只是告诉儿子、女儿，这个是对的，这个是错的，有用吗？
If you tell your children this is right, that's wrong.
如果你一直相信告诉他教育他就有用，你试试看。
If you believe that just telling him is enough, try it.
你从他的五岁教到十五岁。
From 5 to 15 years old.
如果你运气好，十五岁你还能教。
If you're lucky in 15 years old, you can still teach him.
等他到25岁的时候。
When he's 25.
其实你已经知道结果是怎样的了。
You know the result.
你可以从一个小孩很小的时候就看到他25岁是什么样子。
From a little child, you can see he's
如果他的生命里的品质不被改变，
If the quality, the character of his life is not changed,
一切的道德的要求，
All the moral requirements,
甚至是宗教的束缚，
Or religious restrictions,
对他来讲都是没有用的。
It's pointless.
就好像我们今天一开始所讲的，
Like we said in the beginning,
信耶稣不是一个宗教。
Believing Jesus is not a religion.
不是说你信了耶稣之后，现在开始，你不要撒谎，
It's
你不要贪心，
not,
你不要嫉妒，你不要骄傲。
It's not that after believing from this point on, you do not be proud or lie or deceit.
人可以时不时做到那一些。
Man from time to time will be able to do that.
但就好像人可以学会游泳但是无法生活在水里一样。
It's just like man can learn to swim but cannot live in the water.
人与生俱来的罪恶让人不能持续过圣洁公义的生活。
The sin that is in our life kept us from continually to live a holy life.
我们需要生命品质当中的改变。
We need the change in the characters of our life.
这不是任何外在的教训可以帮助我们的。
This is not some outside doctrine can teach.
我们需要生命的主来改变我们生命的品格。
The Lord of life has to change the character of our life.
我们要跟神说，神啊，求你来帮助我。
We need to tell God that, God, I want you to help me.
求你听我的祷告。
Please hear my prayer.
有一个小女孩读小学下课回家。
It was a little girl, elementary school, going home after school.
她从那个校车上下来之后，
After she came out of the school bus,
她很兴奋地冲到家里。
She anxiously went back home.
她说，妈咪妈咪，我们学校今天做了一个新的 project.
She said, Mom, we did a new project at home. At
我们做了一个东西，你来看。
Let come and see.
妈咪说，哎呀，你坏了，你赶紧把作业做完了。
Mom said, stop, just finish your homework.
妈咪给你做一点好，你爱吃的东西。
I'll cook you something that you like.
哦，然后你要去上小提琴课。
And you gotta go to piano lesson.
啊，回家
violin lesson.
吃晚饭。
Then dinner.
哎，你吃完晚饭之后要怎样怎样怎样。
And after dinner you do this and that.
那每一次做一些事情之前呢，那个小女孩都很想把他在学校做的东西给妈妈看。
Every time the little girl wanted to show the mom what she did at school.
那妈妈总在那里赶时间。
But mom is in a hurry.
请问那个妈妈是不是在为女儿好？
Is the mom doing good for the daughter?
哦，是哦，全心全意。
Yes, wholeheartedly.
在女儿睡觉之前，
Before my daughter go to bed.
妈妈给她 kiss good night.
Mom will kiss her good night.
这个时候女儿跟妈妈讲，
Daughter tell mom.
妈妈，你在不愿意听我讲话的时候，你还爱我吗？
Mom, when you don't want to hear what I say to you, do you still love me?
在小孩的心中，他真正得着的爱和满足是什么？
In the heart of a child, what is true love and satisfaction?
很有可能是一件很简单的事。
Perhaps it's very simple.
如果妈妈愿意坐下来，很安静的听女儿讲一讲，
If mom would sit quietly and listen,
这个女儿真的会觉得她悲哀。
This daughter would truly feel sad.
被爱。
Oh,
she was
loved when she's listened. That makes sense.
当我们跟上帝祈祷的时候，
When we pray to God,
上帝没有说，哎，我有好多事情啊。
God didn't,
你的祷告等一等。
God didn't say, I'm busy, wait.
上帝是非常非常喜欢他的儿女跟他讲话的。
God loved his children to speak to him.
圣经里面一直告诉我们说，神是听祷告的神。
Throughout the Bible, it tells us God listened to our prayers.
神听我们的祈祷。
God hears our prayer.
是他对我们爱的一个极重要的表现。
It is an extremely important revelation of his love.
是人心里面极大的一个需要。
It is a deep desire of our heart.
我们在生命当中，我们里面没有这样的品格。
In our life, we do not have this character.
不要说无限大的上帝现在愿意听有限的人来祈祷。
The infinite God wants to hear the finite person's prayer.
我们作为父母的，我们作为配偶的，都很少愿意安静、真诚的 听对方讲话。
We as husbands and wife rarely want to spend the time to sit and listen to the other person.
是不是？
Isn't it?
我们真正安静在我们孩子面前听他诉说心声的机会多不多？
Is it often that we sit down with our children and hear what's on our heart?
他小的时候还能有一点，他越大越少。
When they are little, perhaps more, but when they grow up, it's getting fewer and fewer.
你真正的在你的配偶面前，像谈恋爱的时候一样，愿意倾听对方的心声的机会有多少？
With your spouse, when you, how often do you hear the other person as when you are dating?
不多的。
Not that much.
为什么？
Why?
我们用自己觉得爱的方式去爱人。
We love out of the way that we think is right.
我们不关心别人内心真正的需要。
We do not consider their true needs.
容我说一句，如果你不甘心对方内心真正的需要，你没有在爱他。
If you don't care what they need, you're not love, you're hurt.
你用其他任何的东西来取代那个爱。
If you replace that with anything else,
你付的债就越深。
The debt, you'll be deeper.
我发现听人讲话是何等的难。
I realize it's hard to listen.
在人面前讲话，有的人觉得很难，其实相对还比较容易。
Speak to others, it's, some of you think it's hard, but it's not that hard.
碰到过一个商人。
I've met a business person.
这个商人在商业上的确很成功。
And he was successful.
这个成功给他造成了一种假象。
And this success brought a false reality to him.
他自己觉得自己不单商业上他很懂。
Not only he think that he is very knowledgeable about business,
他只要跟他讲任何东西他都很懂。
And whatever topic we talk to him, he thinks he knows everything.
政治。
Politics.
讲到什么女子学校。讲到什么很偏的话题。
Girls only schools, top weird topics like this.
这个人只要在桌上只要有他在都是他讲话。
If he is on the table, he will talk.
然后呢他没有办法跟任何人建立真实的朋友的关系。
But he cannot establish true friendship with anybody.
他自己很痛苦。
He's in a lot of pain.
他自己不能改变。
He cannot change.
我们生命当中有许许多多地方，如果你仔细思考，你都会不喜欢自己。
In our life, many things, when we consider it, we do not like.
你也没有办法。
But you can't help it.
你觉得你有办法。
You think that you can help.
你觉得将来有一天有可能。
You think, you hope that one day it may become different.
但是你如果活得够久。
But if you lived long enough.
你回头看。
And you look back.
很多事情都是一声长叹。
You will sigh about many things.
我在信耶稣之前抽了十年的烟。
I was a smoker for 10 years before coming to Christ.
我算算我抽的烟大概一卡车总是有的。
Maybe a truck load of cigarettes. A pickup, yeah.
有一个人看一个公益广告。
Someone look at a non-profit commercial.
他看见那个抽烟多可怕多可怕，很多镜头很多的病。
And there are many screens showing the illnesses of
smokers. 怕到一个地步。
And to a point.
他回到家里。
And he went home.
下定决心。
And he decided.
不看电视了。
He will not watch TV again.
那个人就是我。
And that was
我不是不看电视的。
It's not that I don't look at TV.
我来读原来是读医科的。
I was a medical student.
那个抽烟的人的肺长得什么样子？
The lung of the smoker.
不是所有人都见过。
Not everybody have seen it.
但是如果你用你们家用过那个钢丝球，用过没有？那种擦那个锅子的钢丝球。
With a steel wool.
如果你个锅烧焦了。
If you had a pot that was burned,
还有很多油在里面。
Some grease in it.
你用那钢丝球去擦。
You clean it with the steel wool.
你擦完之后那个钢丝球。
That's the, after you clean it, that steel wool.
抽烟人的肺就长那个样子。
Is the lung of the smoker.
我亲眼见过。没见过自己的，见过别人的。
I look at the other people's lungs.
哎，我见了，我就不抽了吗？
So since I've seen it, would it stop me?
难道我不觉得它不好吗？
Did I not know it's not good for me?
难道我不想戒烟吗？
Did I not want to stop smoking?
可是真的机会来了，有香烟在我面前，
But when
我想抽的时候，
When the chance comes, when the cigarette is in my hand and I want to do it,
我有什么办法呢？
What can stop me?
当然有些人有毅力，
Some have willpower.
是可以戒烟。
Yes, they can quit.
但是每一个人生命当中都有一些事情。
But in every person's life, there is something.
就好像我戒烟一样。
Like me quitting the cigarette.
一个礼拜戒三次。
I can quit once, three times a week.
一年戒多少？一百多次。
Hundreds of times a year.
戒烟已经成为了一种习惯。
Quitting smoking becomes a habit.
我们生命当中会有很多事情都是这样。
Many things in our lives are like that.
让我们讨厌到一个地步，我们就不讨厌了。
We despise ourselves to a point that we stop despising ourselves.
我信了耶稣之后，
After coming to Christ,
一个弟兄带我去教会。
A brother take me to church.
我跟他讲，教会聚会两个多小时啊，我受不了的。
And I say church gathering is over two hours.
算好，
That's too long.
进去之前先到外面抽根烟。
So before I went in, I took a smoke.
里面坐好了，听完讲道，差不多两个钟头，正好出来。
Two hours when they finish, come out, I'll get another smoke.
但你知道，你信了耶稣之后啊。
After believing the Lord,
如果你真的你的里面有耶稣，你的里面有耶稣，
If Christ Jesus is in you,
他是活的，
He is alive,
他会跟人讲话的，
He will talk to you,
他会催促你的，
He will hurry you, hush you.
我就跟耶稣讲，
And I spoke to Jesus,
我现在是你的孩子了，
Now I'm your child.
有一些事情呢，我不好意思求你，
Some things I'm a little shameful to ask you.
但有一些事情我是真的现在困扰我到一个地步啊，请你帮帮忙。
But some things are bothering me so badly, please help me.
我跟耶稣讲说，抽烟这一件事。
And I said to Jesus about.
我想尽了无数的办法。
Regarding smoking, I don't know how many plans I've had.
我需要你真实的帮助。
I truly need your help.
我要我生命改变。
I want to change my life.
其实我跟耶稣祷告的时候，
In fact, when I was praying to Jesus,
我不抱太大希望。
I was not very hopeful.
因为不抽烟的日子离我已经太遥远了，已经忘记是什么样子的。
I've already forgotten the days that I did not smoke.
但突然有一天，我那个大概是2001-2002年的时候，有一天
2001,
我早上起来，
One morning I woke up,
习惯性的点一支烟，
I light up the cigarette.
我发现这么难抽的东西我怎么抽了这么多年。
And I realized this thing is so bad taste. How come I've had it for this many years?
这包是假的，我换个牌子。
This is a fake cigarette. Let me get another pack.
一样结果。
Same result.
这个时候我发现，
And then I realized,
我突然对于香烟，或者说香烟突然对于我没有吸引力。
Cigarette to me suddenly lost interest.
我知道这一件事
I know this,
是神介入了我的生命来帮助我。
Because God intervened into my life and to help me.
是我想尽一切我可以用的方法，穷尽了我所有的智慧。
And after I have exhausted all of my ways and wisdom,
是我没有办法做到的。也许有人可以做到，至少我不行。
Some perhaps could do it, at least to me, I wasn't able to.
主在这件事情上面帮助我。
And the Lord helped me in this matter.
让我从香烟当中获得了自由。
That I was set free from cigarettes.
后来我回中国，见到我原来那些狐朋狗友。
I went back to China to meet with my old friends.
他说，哎呀，小鱼啊，过来抽根烟，吃个饭。
He said, come have a cigarette and let's eat.
我说我不抽了。
I said, I don't smoke anymore.
那你干嘛不抽了？我说信耶稣了。
Why don't you smoke? I said, I believe in Jesus.
哎呀，你看，你看，你看。这个你去信了洋教，
you've、
香烟都不能抽。
You believe in a Western religion, you can't smoke cigarettes now.
上海人有一个词叫贴北，知道？不知道有人知道这个词什么意思？就是很差劲啊，
some
很丢脸呢、啊。
Some say you're ashamed to us.
Yeah. 信了耶稣，抽烟的自由都没有。
You believe in Jesus, you've lost the freedom to smoke.
我说 no, 不是这么回事。
I said, no, that's not how it is.
你现在我如果真要点一根烟抽一抽，一点问题都没有。
If I want to light up and smoke, it's fine.
可是你有没有不抽的自由啊？
But do you have the freedom to not do it?
他想想他没有。
He thought, no.
我说你戒过几次？
He said, I asked him how many times you've quit it.
他戒过很多次。
Many times.
你有自由吗？
Do you have freedom?
所以你和我到底谁有自由？
So between the two of us, who is more free?
是宗教给我带来一个束缚，使我不能抽烟呢？还是我里面真的有一个生命，让我再也不需要抽烟呢？
Was it because that religion restricted me from smoking, or was there a freedom within me that I don't have to smoke?
换一句话说，我不知道各位生命当中有什么样的问题。
In other words, I don't know what problems you are going through.
也许是抽烟的问题，也许是别的问题。
Maybe you're smoking, maybe some other things are bothering you.
是你的身边的道德告诉你说不能做。
Was it because moral standards to tell you you can't do it?
还是你的朋友都不做，你也不好意思做。
Or is it because your friends, none of them are doing it, so you will not do it?
还是你生命里面有给你一种能力，一种希望，告诉你。
Or was it that something out of your life give you a power and a hope?
我有完全的自由。
I have full freedom.
我想做的事，我可以去做。
I do what I like to do.
我内心深处真正讨厌恨恶的。我可以有自由不做。
And the things that I despise in my heart, I choose not to.
这是基督复活的生命给你我所带来的。
This is the life of the resurrection of Christ.
耶稣替我们的罪死在十字架上。
Jesus died for our sins on the cross.
他三天后从死里复活。
On the third day, he was resurrected from dead.
他死了。
When he died,
我们不用承担死的后果。
We no longer need to bear the punishment of sin.
他复活了。
When he rise,
不是说我们死后将来会进入天堂，有一个永远活着的生命。That's true.
Not only say that after we die we will go to heaven.
更重要的是
，More importantly,
我们从接受耶稣的那一刹那开始
，The moment we accept Jesus Christ,
我们里面就有耶稣复活的生命，改变我们生命的品质。
We have the resurrected life in us in order to change the characters of our life.
给我们可以谦卑下来，愿意听别人讲话。
That we're able to humble ourselves and to listen to others.
愿意让我们谦卑下来，可以让我们认识到别人内心深处的需要。
And humble ourselves to realize the needs of others.
让我们可以谦卑下来，来到神面前，求他介入我们的生命。
We're humble enough so that we can come before God and to have Him intervene in our life.
这一切的发生
and all of this
需要耶稣
requires,
需要他的死
requires Jesus and His death,
需要他的复活
requires His resurrection.
这段圣经写到最后
when it comes to this end of this Bible,
很可惜啊
Sadly,
有人跟保罗讲
Someone said to Paul,
你讲的真的很好。
You spoke well.
你讲的真的很有道理。
You spoke reasonable.
我们过段时间再来听听吧。
We will come back to you another time.
保罗就从他们当中出去了。
And Paul went away from them.
哎，保罗有没有盯着他们讲，攥着他们脖子讲，你要信耶稣啊。
Did Paul took hold of the neck and said, believe in Jesus.
你不信耶稣不要走。
If you don't believe Jesus, don't leave.
保罗有没有
Did Paul do that?
保罗没有
Paul didn't.
你知道吗神常常给我们选择给我们机会
God often give us choices.
但是神从来不强迫任何一个人相信他
But God never forced anyone to believe in him.
信耶稣是一个选择
Believing Jesus is a choice.
神爱人爱到一个地步他完全尊重我们的选择。
God loves us to this point that He fully respects our choice.
你千万不要觉得上帝非常坏，喜欢把人放在地狱里。
Do not think that God is so evil, He enjoys to put people in hell.
神让人在一个地方，我们叫它地狱，其实是一个没有神的地方。
This place, hell, is without God.
因为人在神面前做了一个选择，
because,
说他我不要神。
Because man made a choice before God and said, I choose not to have God.
这些人跟保罗说，你再来给我们讲讲听听吧。保罗后来没有再去哦。
These people said, we will hear you again on this matter, but Paul never went back to them.
我们今天当中来了很多人。
There are many people here today.
听到了福音的信息。
You've heard the gospel.
我真的不希望大家过来说，哦，下次我再来听听吧。
I really don't want to say that we will hear you again on this matter.
我们要像后面那些人。
Like those people in verse 34.
第三十四节。
Verse 34.
有一些人贴近他就信了主。
Some men joined him and believed.
有个当官的也信了。
One official.
还有个妇女也信了。
A woman.
这两个人为什么这样写，知道吗？
Why did the Bible record these two?
一个是很有文化，很有地位。
One is very educated and highly esteemed.
一个是妇人。
Another is a woman.
圣经里这样写到妇人。相对来讲，在当时的社会地位是不太高的，也许没有什么文化的。
When the Bible writes like this, because she's probably not educated and she's probably low in status.
意思是什么？
What does that mean?
不管你是什么样的人，
whoever,
不管你拥有什么，
whoever you are, whatever you have,
不管你没有什么，
whatever you do not have,
你都可以信耶稣。
You can come believe in Jesus.
我再跟大家讲最后一个故事，我们就结束今天的信息。
I'll tell you one last story before we end.
这个故事发生在泰坦尼克号上面，这是一个真实的故事。
This is a true story on Titanic.
这个故事没有拍成电影。
It was not made into a movie.
在泰坦尼克号，这个进行的这个在那个航程当中
，In its sailing of the boat，
这艘船上。有一个牧师，他的名字叫 John Harper。
John Harper is a pastor on that ship.
他正好是搭这艘船出去讲道。
And he was on the ship in order to go on and preach.
当这艘船撞到冰山的时候
，When the ship hit the iceberg，
所有人一片慌乱。
And everybody was in panic.
这个船慢慢的开始倾斜。
And this ship is starting to tip.
然后大家这个时候才发现。原来这个船上的救生艇、救生衣都不够用。
And then people realize the life jackets, life boats are not enough.
大家意识到今天晚上一定会有很多人会葬送在海里。
And people are starting to realize that surely many people will die tonight.
在这一群人在甲板上面四处奔走的时候
，When these people are running around on the deck of the ship，
这一个 John Harper 牧师。突然站在甲板上
John Harper, the preacher, stood on the deck.
他在那里喊
He shouted,
基督徒请出来
Christians, come out.
基督徒请出来
Christians, come out.
没有人理他
No one bothered him.
所以他继续叫
And he continued,
基督徒请出来
Christians, come out.
因为我们有永生
Because we have everlasting life.
基督徒是不是我们应该把得救的机会听福音的机会给那些还没有得救的人。
Christians, should we give the opportunity to hear the gospel to those who have not yet believed?
有人听见他的这样讲。
Someone heard him.
就站在他身边跟他一起喊。
And came to his side and said the same thing.
这些都是基督徒。
Those are Christians.
你们要想想这个问题。
Think of this issue.
在性命交关的时候。
On the matter of life and death.
在他们明确知道今天晚上一定有人会死掉的时候
When they knew surely someone is going to die tonight,
这一群人愿意做一个非常理智的决定
They want to do this very logical reaction.
他们一起做一个非常理智的决定把救生艇让给别人
And together they made this logical decision to give the life jacket to others.
为什么要让给别人
Why give to others?
让别人还没有信耶稣的可以有机会听见福音。
So those who have not heard the gospel can have a chance.
他们不需要做，因为他们明确知道他们有永生。
Because clearly they knew they have everlasting life.
他们信的主
，They believe the Lord.
我们信的主是非常真实的。
The Lord that we believe is very real.
他给我们一个确据，让我们知道我们有永生。
He gives us this assurance that we have everlasting life.
所以在这个甲板上面，这一群基督徒开始唱诗歌。
So on this deck, these Christians started singing.
无论你看那个好莱坞拍的《泰坦尼克号》
，Whether the Hollywood movie，
还是你看一个原来很早的一个黑白电影叫《滨海沉船》
，Or a black and white movie in the old times，
里面都有一个镜头。
There was this scene.
有一群乐师拉琴的给另外一群人伴奏
a group of musicians playing for a group of singers.
这四个乐师后来都死掉了
The musicians died.
这些基督徒在那里唱诗歌那些乐师被感动给他们伴奏
The Christians were singing, the musicians were touched, they played for them.
有很多人因为他们所以他们得着了救生衣和救生艇的位置
Because of them, people obtained life jackets.
故事还没有完
That's not the end of the story.
这个 John Harper 牧师最后没有活下来。
John Harper did not survive.
幸存者的名单上没有他。
And he was not one of the survivors.
那这个故事是怎么会知道的呢？
How did people know the story?
是因为当他掉到水里之后
So when he fell into the water,
他在那里四处游动
He swam around.
他找到了一件救生衣穿在身上
He found a life jacket and put on it.
然后他开始游
And he started to swim.
他朝有人的地方去
He swam toward people.
有人警告他说 你不要动
People warned him that don't move.
因为海水很冷
Because the ocean water was cold.
你越动，你就越散热，你就死得越快。
The more you move, the more you quickly you give out heat, and the quickly you die.
所以他，但是他不听那个话，他朝各个地方去游。
But he didn't listen. He swam around.
他游到一个人面前。
And he came to one person.
那个人没有救生衣。
And he did not have a life jacket on.
抱着一块东西浮在海面上。
And he was holding on something to float.
牧师就问他。
And the pastor asked him,
朋友
my friend,
你得救了吗
Are you saved?
那个人看看那个牧师一脸茫然
And the person looked at the preacher and there's nothing in his face.
他在想你穿着救生衣
He is thinking, you're wearing a life jacket.
我抱着那个木头
I'm holding on a piece of lumber.
问我我有没有得救
You want to ask me, am I saved?
他就一愣
He was confused.
这个时候一个大浪冲过来把他们俩冲散
A wave came and spread the two of them.
这个人就是记录这个故事的人
That's the person who wrote down the story.
他活下来
And he survived.
因为后面一个大浪又把这个牧师打回他的面前
And then another wave brought the pastor back to him.
这个牧师回到他面前又问了他同样的话
And the pastor asked him the same question.
朋友
My friend,
你得救了吗
Are you saved?
那个人说我没有得救
He said, "No, I'm not saved."
其实他当时听不懂牧师问他那个话的意思。
He didn't understand what the pastor was asking him.
那个牧师也知道他听不懂。
And the pastor knew he didn't understand.
所以 John Harper 就把自己身上的救生衣脱下来。
So he gave, take off his own life jacket.
给那个人穿上。
And put it on the other person.
他自己抱了那个木头。
And he grabbed the lumber.
也许最后体力不支，他掉到水里去了。
And he was tired, and he fell into the water.
那个人活了下来。
And that person survived.
这个 John Harper 牧师在他跟他告别的时候
at the farewell, between the pastor,
跟他讲了最后一句话。
The last thing the pastor said,
我现在把救生衣给你。
I give you the life jacket,
如果你能活下来
if you can survive,
你要去教会。
You need to go to a church.
你要去听耶稣基督的福音。
You need to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ.
你今天是肉身得救。
Today you are saved in your physical body.
你信耶稣。可以得永生。
If you believe in Jesus, you can have everlasting life.
这个幸存者
This survivor,
他也许比我们中间许多人都更能认识到什么是他的命是别人换来的。
And perhaps more so, he can understand that his life was exchanged by others.
耶稣基督替我们死，我们就不用再死。
Jesus Christ died for us, therefore we don't need to die again.
耶稣基督从死里复活，让我们里面有一个复活的生命。
Jesus Christ was resurrected from the dead, therefore we can have a life of resurrection.
这个生命不但是永生
，not only eternal life，
在今生我们可以经历这一个生命的伟大。
Even in this life, we can experience the greatness of this life.
这一个生命会改变我们。
This life will change us.
这一个生命会改变我们身边的人。
This life will change the people around us.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
我们中间，如果今天你听了这个信息，
if you have heard what I said today,
你觉得耶稣基督复活的生命真是好，
and you truly think that the life of the resurrection of Jesus Christ is good,
他竟然可以改变我，
he can change me.
如果你想要得着这个生命，
and if you want to obtain this life,
你只需要轻轻地举一下手，跟耶稣说我想要。
You just have to lift up your hands and you tell Jesus that I want it.
有没有这样的人？你可以举一下手，跟耶稣讲我想要，你就得着那样的生命。
Once you lift up your hand, you will have it.
有没有这样的？感谢主，感谢主。
Thank the Lord. Is there any other?
感谢主，感谢主，感谢主。看见了，请放下。
Thank the Lord.
举过了，不用再举。我们所信的不是一个宗教。
What we believe is not an organized religion.
乃是上帝
But God,
我们天上的父
our Father in heaven,
要把一个生命赐给我们
He wants to give us a life,
让我们可以和他有真实的关系
that we can have a true relationship with him,
我们不是进入一个组织。
We're not entering into an organization.
我们乃是认识一位神。
But we are come to know a God.
如果你愿意认识这一位神，你只需要举一下手。
You just need to put up your hand.
因为神说，凡愿意的都可以到我这里来。
Because God said, whoever is willing can come before me.
神没有说凡搞懂的都可以到我这里来。
God didn't say whoever understand can come before me.
你心里只要有那么一点点愿意来认识他，他就非常愿意的让你来认识他。
As long as you have a little bit of a desire to know him, he desires that you know him.
如果你想认识神，
If you want to know God,
你只需要轻轻的把手举一下。
You just have to put your
hand. 还有没有谁？今天你听见了信息，说这一位神真的是好，他要改变我的生命。
Is there another that you have heard God is good and you want to change my life?
他用死来换我的生命。
With his death, he exchanged my life.
我要脱离我现在这一个我不喜欢的状态。
I want to be set free from the condition that I don't like.
如果你想要的话，你只需要轻轻的举一下手，跟神说我要你救我。
Just put up your hand, tell God I need you to save me.
感谢主，感谢主，举过了不用再举，感谢主。我们一起起立唱一首诗歌。
Let's all stand and we'll sing a hymn.
我们再唱这首恩典之路。我非常喜欢这首诗歌，是因为我所信的主过去的十几年一直就带领我走一条恩典之路。
I like this hymn because the Lord that I believe in the past 10 years or so always led me on the path of grace.
也许你通过我的信息可以听到或者了解一点点我原来是什么样的。
Perhaps from what I have said, you can come to know a glimpse of who I was.
不管我原来是什么样的。
Whoever I was.
我现在不一样了。
I am different now.
开始。
耶稣，我救主，引我走正义路。高山或低谷，都是你在保护。万人中唯独，你爱我，认识我，永远不变的应许，这一生都是祝福。信靠主耶稣，这是恩典之路，你爱你手将我紧紧抓住，一步又一步，这是盼望之路，你爱你手牵引我走这人生路。
请钢琴继续弹。和星期五晚上一样
，like Friday night，
和星期六晚上一样
，and like Saturday night，
我今天想要求我们中间每一位
，and I ask every one of us，
你在这个星期三天的信息里
，in these past three nights，
你听见了耶稣的福音
，and you have heard the gospel of Jesus，
你想罪得赦免
，and you desire that your sins be forgiven，
你想生命改变
，and you want your life to be changed。
你想成为自己和别人的祝福。
You want to be a blessing to yourself and to others.
我请你到前面来。
I invite you to come forward.
我要为你做一个祝福的祷告。
And I want to bless you.
我很快就要离开这里。
I'm going to leave soon.
我不知道什么时候我再回来。
And I don't know when I'm coming back again.
但是我希望认识你们。
But I want to know you.
我们更希望你可以深刻地认识我们这一位主。
And I know that I want you to know more of this Lord.
你无论有没有举手，
whether you
你们到台上来好不好？到台上来好不好？到台上来面对大家，没有关系，这是一件荣耀的事情，这是一件高兴的事情。
This is a joyful thing. Come on up.
我们一起为这个事情来欢庆。
Let's celebrate for this.
因为一个人生命的改变，
because a person's life was
那是一件奥秘。
It's a mystery.
你星期五晚上如果上来过，星期六上来过，你还是可以上来。
If you've already came up, you can come up again.
你如果刚才没有举手，你也可以上来。
If you didn't put up your hand, you can still come up.
你如果愿意在今天你听见耶稣的福音说我想认识这一位神
If today you want to know this God,
我生命当中有许多的地方我知道有一个盼望可以让我改变
And I know that there's a hope that I can change
你现在可以上来
Come on up
还有没有一位
Is there
感谢主感谢主还有没有一位
Come on up
上来不是说你今天要入教了
This is not that you're joining Christianity.
不是要你们宣誓了。
It's not here to take an oath.
不是要你写申请书。
Not to write an application.
是告诉我自己。
But to tell yourself.
2016年10月23号。
On October the 23rd in 2016.
会成为你新的生日。
This is the day of your new beginning.
感谢主，感谢主，请上来。
Thank the Lord.
那请上来，请上来。还有没有一位？还有没有一位
？One more.
神在向你呼唤。
God is calling out to you.
你不要说你心里没有感动。
Don't say you're not.
我相信，不是因为我说的有多好。
It's not because how well I've spoken.
乃是在这个聚会里面。
But because in this meeting,
有一些话
that something has said,
真的是人心里面的需要。
Is what you need in your heart.
弟兄姐妹，邀请你们一起来参加聚会。
Brothers and sisters, have you invited you here?
不是偶然的。
It's not an A chance.
许多人在后面为着我们的聚会祈祷。
And many people have prayed for this.
神向我们心说话。
And God has spoken to your heart.
你只需要把心打开一点点。
Just open up your heart a little.
你会经历你一生当中极大的祝福。
And you will encounter a great blessing.
如果这一位神是又真又活的神。
If this God is true and living.
你要找他。
You need to find him.
他高高兴兴地被你找到。
And he rejoiced that you'll find
him. 他丰丰富富地进入你的生命里面。
And he will enter into your life abundantly.
如果我们说的事情是假的。
If what we've said is wrong.
You have nothing to lose.
你不会损失的。
但是每一个基督徒都可以给你做一个切实的见证。
But all the Christians can share this with you.
我们所信的这位神又真又活。
This God that we believe is true and living.
就好像诗歌所唱的一样。
Like what the hymn says.
我原来是瞎眼的。
I once was blind.
现在可以看见了。
Now I see.
我原来是一个无耻的人。
Once I did not know.
我是一个无耻的人，是个坏人。
Once I was rich.
现在我能有一个清洁的良心。
But now I have a clean conscience.
将来我到天上。
One day I will go to heaven.
可以跟我的天父说。
And I can speak to my heavenly father. Father.
我回家了。
I am now home.
死亡不再是你的拘禁。
Death is no longer your prison.
永生成为你的盼望。
Eternal life becomes your hope.
还有没有一位？
Is there one more?
你到上面来。
感谢主。
感谢主，感谢主。我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
谢谢你这么爱我们。
We thank you for loving us so much.
你到地上来做人。
That you've come to become a man.
成为人的样式。
To become the form of a man.
还要为我们的罪死在十字架上。
And to die for our sins on the cross.
三天后从死里复活。
And was resurrected on the third day.
我们承认自己里面的生命真的是狭小。
And Lord, we know that we have a narrow-minded life.
有许多的败坏。
There are many corruptions in our life.
我们生命中的罪给我们自己给别人都带来许多伤害。
Sin in our life has brought many hurt to ourselves and to others.
我们求你赦免我们。
Lord, we pray that you will forgive us.
让这一个新的生命住在我们里面
And that this new life will live in us,
改变我们
to change us.
主我们求你祝福在台上的每一位
Lord, we ask that you bless every one of us that are here.
求你纪念他们今天做的这一个小小的决定
We pray that you will remember this decision that they've made today.
就因着他们跨出的这一步
And because of the step that they took,
你要丰丰富富地祝福他们的生命
And you will bless their life abundantly.
你要将属天的祝福带进他们的生命里面
You will bring heavenly blessing into their life.
指引他们后半生的脚步
and to lead their path,
将他们带进永生
and to bring them into everlasting life.
属于你的羊你一个都不会失落
the sheep that belongs to you, not one you will lose.
我们求信实慈爱的主
we pray that the trustworthy, the faithful Lord
将每一位在台上的你的孩子
and to every one of the child who is standing up here
紧紧地握在手中
to lay hold of them in your hand
视他们为你眼中的瞳仁
and to look at them as the apple of your eyes
宝贝他们
to treasure them
带领他们
to lead them
让他们成为你在地上的见证
that they will become your witness in this world
我们这样的祷告
we pray
奉耶稣基督的名
in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ
Amen
Amen
我要恭喜你们每一位
I would like to congratulate you
曾经我也是做了这样的一个祷告做了这样一个决定
Once I prayed a prayer and a decision like this
希望将来你们有一天也可以在众人面前做主的见证
You can be a testimony for the Lord
好我们到下面
please
恭喜
Congratulations
好请坐